The bottom part of the trickle, as though conscious of their gaze, thickened to a creamy blur which crept up the feeble column. "They've put on green branches," muttered Ralph. "I wonder." He screwed up his eyes and swung round to search the horizon.
"Got it!"
Jack shouted so loudly that Ralph jumped. "What? Where? Is it a ship?" But Jack was pointing to the high declivities that led down from the mountain to the flatter part of the island.
"Of course! They'll lie up there. They must, when the sun's too hot."
Ralph gazed bewildered at his rapt face.
"They get up high, high up and in the shade, resting during the heat like cows at home."
"I thought you saw a ship."
"We could steal up on one, paint our faces so they wouldn't see, perhaps surround them, and then..."
Indignation took away Ralph's control.
"I was talking about smoke. Don't you want to be rescued? All you can talk about is pig, pig, pig.
But we want meat. And I work all day with nothing but Simon, and you come back and don't even notice the huts."
"I was working too."
"But you like it," shouted Ralph.
"You want to hunt, while I..."
They faced each other on the bright beach, astonished at the rub of feeling. Ralph looked away first, pretending interest in a group of little ones on the sand. From beyond the platform came the shouting of the hunters in the swimming pool. On the end of the platform, Piggy was lying flat, looking down into the brilliant water. "People don't help much." He wanted to explain how people were never quite what you thought they were.
"Simon, he helps."
He pointed at the shelters. All the rest rushed off. "He's done as much as I have. Only..."